when previously we discussed about this Punyat Maharaj's prayers, perhaps you may all remember. Anyway, Prahlad Maharaj, when Lord Nrisimhadev was appearing very much angry, so nobody could go forward before him to pacify. Therefore, Lord Brahma, he requested Prahlad Maharaj that you go forward and pacify the Lord. So, because he was born of a Asura demon family, he thought that when all these demigods could not pacify the Lord, what I can do? I am born of a father who is completely demon in the modes of darkness. Demons are, there are three modes of material nature. Those who are demigods, they are in the modes of goodness. Those who are demons, they are partly in the modes of passion and partly in the modes of ignorance. So, Prahlad Maharaj said that Udrajat, I am born of a father who has too much passionate. So my body is made up of the modes of passion. When the persons whose bodies are in the modes of goodness could not pacify the Lord, then what can I do? My body is made of passion. So, in other words, it is to be understood, so long one is in the modes of passion and ignorance, he cannot understand about the absolute truth. Therefore, it is necessary to bring one on the platform of goodness. Therefore, there are so many restrictions just to bring one from the lowest platform to the upper platform, at least to the material world. Goodness, of course, those who are Vaishnavas, they are above all these platforms. Their platform is Saptang Visuddhang Vasudeva Saptitang. Their platform is Vasudeva. Vasudeva means the transcendental path. So, you are thinking like that. But actually his position was transcendental because he was devotee of the Lord. That is the significance here. So, even Lord Brahma, who is considered to be the most exalted person in the modes of goodness, he could not pacify. And he requested Prahlad Maharaj, although he was a 5 years old boy and born of a demon family, so he was requested that you can pacify. This is very significant. So, Prahlad Maharaj could understand it, that Lord Brahma is requesting me to pacify the Lord, not because materially I am elevated than Lord Brahma, but somewhere or other, because I have come to the spiritual platform in the devotional service, therefore Lord Brahma is giving me preference. This is the point to be understood. Our Krishna consciousness movement is being pushed in the Western countries where the modes of passion and ignorance is very prominent. But this Krishna consciousness movement does not depend on these material modes of nature. It is without any impediment, without any stumbling block offered by the material cause. Ohituki apratikata. This movement cannot be checked by the material modes of nature. This is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita also. Lord says, Krishna, Manji Patha Bepasitya Jayapi Su Papajuna. Papajuni. Papajuni means sinful species of life. Or born in the family which is not very pious. Papajuni. Or Papajuni means lower species of life. So the demonic life is Papajuni. Demonic life is obtained due to sinful activity. Come on. That is also explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Kānaham viṣata kurūrān chipāmi adasya andhajyoni. Come on. Lord Krishna says, those who are envious of me, I put them into the harshery joy. So, on the whole, it is to be understood that those who are devotees, they, inborn of Papajoni, in past family, still, Bhagavad Bhakti or Krishna consciousness is not impossible for them. That is being described clearly by Prahlad. He is himself. He himself giving evidence that because Brahma is pushing forward me to pacify the Lord, then the meaning is different. Because from material point of view, I cannot pacify the Lord. I am born of demon father. And Brahma is the high on the highest platform of material goodness. So why he is pushing me? He could understand that the only qualification I can see that I have got implicit faith in the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's what he says. Manne dhanadi janarupa tapasukauja teja prabhava valapaura sabuddhi yoga naradhanai bhavanti parastapunsa bhakta sukosa bhagavan gajadutapai. So, material wealth, dhana. Dhana means wealth. And jana. Jana means manpower. So, manne, dhana, jana. These are material acquisition. Wealth, manpower, manne, dhana, jana, rupa, duty. Tapa. These are third class acquisition. Dhana, jana, tapa, rupa means wealth, manpower and beauty. But first class acquisition is tapa. Tapasyat. Tapa means by austerity gaining power. What about they say that will happen? That is called tapasya. That does not depend. A wealthy man cannot say anything which is surely happening. But a person who is rich in tapasya, austerity, if he says something, maybe it is to happen. Just like Maharaj Parikshit, who was king, a very pious king, and he was cursed by a Brahmin boar. You have insulted my father. So, within 7 days, he'll meet your death. So that was powerful tapa. The Brahmins were so powerful in their tapasya, austerity, that whatever they would say, he was not even a complete Brahmin. He was born of a Brahmin father. Although he was initiated, still, we just see how much powerful was the Brahmins, that even a boy of 10 or 12 years old, he cursed a great king and was a king who was protected by Krishna himself. He was a great devotee also. So still, he was cursed and he had to meet his death within 7 days. This is called tapasya, or don't allow to touch. Manne dhana jana tapa and sutauja. Sutauja, suta means education. Especially suta means basic education. To be very learned in Vedanta, in Upanishad, and basic ritualistic performances, so many things. By dint of all these things, if you have got money, you can do something wonderful. If you have got manpower, you can do something wonderful. If you have got beauty, you can do something wonderful. Sometimes in the history of the world we see that a great hero was conquered by beauty. That is the history, you know. What is that? Cleopatra? Caesar and Cleopatra? So, beauty has got so power that the greatest conqueror was conquered by a beautiful woman. As one has got power of money, one has got power of manpower, similarly, beauty has also got power. He is analyzing. Manne dhanabhi jana rupa, and similarly, austerity, tapasya, just like that boy, that Brahmin boy. He was powerful by tapasya, by austerity. His father was engaged in austerity, and because he born of a such powerful father, he had also the power, austerity, and sutauja. Sutauja means by education. If one man is educated, highly educated, talented, scholar, he has got power. So by all this power, what is the meaning of this power? The power means that you can get a teja prabhava bala paurusa buddhi yuga. If you have got power, suppose if you have got money, you can purchase high intelligence. Suppose if you want to start some business or some industry, you do not require to become yourself a very, very talented technologist to start some industry. You pay somebody. There are many technologies. They will come and help you. So, by the power of money, you can purchase strength and prabhava, influence, And Paurasa. Paurasa means name, good name. Just like in your country, Mr. Henry Ford is known as a very powerful businessman. That is called Paurus. So, one side, to get such thing as wealth, manpower, duty, facility, education, and out of that you get strength, a name, fame, everything. But these are all material acquisitions. So, Prahlad Maharaj is saying that Brahma has got all these qualifications. In one person, he has got everything. Therefore, as he could not specify the law, as such, all these material qualifications is useless for pacifying or for pleasing the law. We must remember this. The Krishna, or the Supreme Lord, cannot be satisfied by all these acquisitions. This is Prahlad Maharaj, he is considered one of the authorities in this line. So, he says that these acquisitions are not the causes for satisfying the Lord. We want to satisfy the Lord. That is our Krishna consciousness movement means our life is dedicated how to please the Lord. So, Prahlad Maharaj says that material acquisition cannot please the Lord. Simply devotional side. Because I have been engaged to please the Lord, that means I have no material acquisition. That will be also explained. Material acquisition his father had. But that was finished within a second. So material acquisition has no value for spiritual profit. That is being explained by Prahlad Maharaj. Bhakta kutosu bhagavan gajajutupaya. The gajajutupaya. There was one elephant. He was in danger. He was not even a demigod or Brahmin or learned, but still he could satisfy the Supreme Lord Vishnu by his devotional service, and he was saved. That example is given. Then he says, Viprad Visaragana Jutad Aravinda Nava Padar Bindu Vimukhad Sapachang Varishyam Mannei Tadat Pitamano Vasuno Hitatya Pranam Punati Shakulun Nati Purima. Therefore, for devotional service, nobody should be anxious to get some material power. Rather, we should be always anxious to acquire how we can advance our anxiety or eagerness to serve. That the other day I explained the Rupa Goswami's law, what? That the to purchase these feelings of devotional service, the aptitude of devotional service, is to become too much eager how I shall be able to serve the Lord. That is the only price, not this material acquisition. Prahlad Maharaj further explains that Vipra Disharaguna Jutad. Vipra means those who are advancing to be Brahmin. The intermediate stage before becoming a Brahmin is called a Vipra. just like before becoming a graduate, one is called undergraduate. One who has passed the school leavings examination, but has not got the degree, but passed another examination in India that is called IA, intermediate, or is such examination in this country? In between the graduate and school leaving?
No.
Well, in India, there is such examination. We have to pass first matriculation, then IA, then VA. So, then MA. So, the intermediate stage, to be Brahmin means spiritually graduate. And Vipra means spiritually intermediate. And initiation means spiritually school living certificate. And to become a Vaishnava means to pass MA examination in spiritual science. These are the different stages. So here it is stated, how one can become a Vipra. The first stage is Shudra. Shudra means that almost animal life. No cleanliness, no hygienic principle, simply working for living, no other ambition, no spiritual education, but somewhere or other pulling or that, just like animals. They become dependent on somebody, whatever he likes, he can do on that animal. Shudra is not so dependent, but actually they were dependent, just like in your country, the Negroes were slaves, but fortunately they have been made free. Actually they are being treated just like animals. So Shudra life means completely dependent on the other three higher class. So, everyone is born Shudra. Just like this child. This child is dependent completely, just like animal is dependent. The child is also dependent. So, they say, very learned scholar, they say, Janmana Jayati Shudra. Everyone is born a Shudra, completely dependent. Samsara Bhave Dija. But when he is initiated by purificatory processes, he is called twice born. This initiation process means he surpasses the ordinary birth. The ordinary birth is made by the father and the mother. That father and mother is there even in animal life. So, to take birth from father and mother is not very important. Anyone. Janame janame sab pitamata. Any birth. It doesn't matter human being. Even in animal life or any life, there must be one father and mother. So that birth is not very important. The Janmana Jaya, therefore, by birth, by the father and mother, everyone is Shudra. But if he is purified, if he gets association of a spiritual master, if he approaches, for second birth, one has to approach the spiritual master, the bona fide spiritual master. That was the system. The one, that is the injunction of Tasmad Gurum Pravadeta Jijnyasu Sevuttamam. One, everyone is born Shudra, in the lowest status of life. But somewhere or other, if he becomes inquisitive, that I want to know what is spiritual life, what is God, what is my relation with Him. If one becomes jigyasu means prayer, inquirer. What kind of inquirer? The Sreya Uttama. The highest perfection of life. It is in inquisitive that what is the value of life. Then the Vedic literatures ask me, Tadvijyanatam sa guru meva vidyate. Then you must search out a bona fide spiritual mind. That is his business. If anyone wants to satisfy his inquiries about higher transcendental subject matter, then this cannot be automatically achieved or performed. He must find out a spiritual path. That is the way. So, Janmana Jayate Sudra Sanskarat Vidvijan. Sanskarat by purificatory process, just like you are pointing out, don't do this, do this, don't do this, do this. These are all purification. Without being pure, you cannot approach the supreme pure. Krishna is supreme pure. It is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitram, Paramam Bhavam. Pavitram means purest. So, if we want to approach Krishna, then we must observe the purificatory process. Being impure, we cannot touch even Krishna. That is not possible. If we want, therefore Lord Chaitanya has made it easy. Because it is very difficult for persons in these days to follow strictly the purificatory process. He has given this chanting process that will make automatically pure, purificatory. Otherwise, there are two ways of spiritual advancement. One is called Pancharatri ki Vidhi, another is called Bhagavati. We have seen that chakra of our yogi mission. You remember? You learned that. So one side is called Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in the middle. And one side is Bhagavat side. Another side is Pancharatriki side. The Pancharatriki side is Lakshmi Narayan sitting on the throne. And Bhagavat side is Radha Krishna. So, Bhagavat side is very difficult. Unless one is purified from the Pancharatrika side, it is very difficult to go to the Bhagavat side. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given this simple process. Chanting Hare Krishna, Kirtan, and hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam. And pursuant to these two principles, one can install the Radha Krishna deity and serve. Five things. Vaishnava Seva, to serve the Vaishnava, pure devotee, and to hear chanting, and to worship the deity, and to hear Srimad Bhagavatam chanting. Chanting is kirtana, and hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. Hearing and chanting, and serving, and worshipping, and if possible, to live in a sacred place like Vrindavan and Mathura. These five things. are recommended by Lord Chaitanya for quick development of spiritual life. Very quick. So, the vipra stage, we are talking about how to come to the vipra stage. The first stage, everyone is on the Shudra platform. Then by purificatory process, by understanding of this basic knowledge, Janmana Jayate Sudha Sanskara Bhavitriya. By initiation, it's twice. First born father and mother, and next birth is the father is the spiritual master, mother is the spirit. That means the, as the materially, the father educates the mother and the body is formed. Similarly, spiritually, the spiritual master educates the mother of basic knowledge and the spiritual body is formed. This is called vision. And the sacred thread means that one he, one who has attained the second birth. Sanskara Bhavadija. And after becoming Dija, initiation, it does not mean that you are perfect. Perfection is wrong. That means you are accepted. Now you have to make yourself advance by understanding Vedupatha Bhavadija. Vedupatha means to understand Krishna. Because Vedic knowledge means to understand Krishna. The more you understand Krishna, then you become Vipra. And when you become Vipra, then there are 12 qualifications. That is being stated here. Vipra, Dhisara Guna Jutad, Aravindra Nama. 12 times, that's like controlling the senses, subduing the mind, subduing the tongue, tama dama sutikha, to be tolerant, then simplicity, then full faith in the scriptures, knowledge, understanding Krishna. In this way, there are 12 qualifications. Maharaj Prahlad says, Prahlad Maharaj says, that if one is qualified with these 12 qualifications and has attained the stage of Vipra, still, if he has not attained the Vodhanam first, then it is useless. Simply becoming learned, simply becoming very purified is not all. The summit is that one should become the devotee of love. So, Prahlad Maharaj says, Vipra Dhisara Guna Jutad Aravindana, Aravindanava. Aravindanava, Aravinda means lotus, and Nava means this matter. That means Vishnu. Lord Vishnu is Aravindanava. From his lotus flower grown out of his abdomen, narrow. Brahma is born. Therefore, his another name is Aravinda Nava. If one becomes a Vaishnava, not devotee of the Supreme Lord Vishnu, but he has got all these qualifications, Aravinda Nava, Padaravinda Vimukhat. Padaravinda means Aravinda Nava. Krishna is Aravinda, Mukharavinda. Mukharavinda means his face is like lotus flower. His eyes are like lotus flower. From the navel, a lotus flower has grown. His feet is called lotus feet. So here are Aravinda Nava and Padaravinda. Padaravinda means lotus feet. So one who is detached from the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, from whose abdomen a lotus is grown, or creating Brahma. If one is direct of attachment to the Supreme Lord, then his qualification of Vipra is not accepted or not very fruitful. Rather, a person who has not become Vipra, born of a very low family, Chandala, Param Sapatam Barishtam. Sapatam, Sapatam means Sha means dog, and dog eater's family, the lowest family. If he is qualified with devotional service, he is better than a person who is Vipra. Why? Manne tadarpita mano vachano hitartha pranam hunati sakulam natu bhurimana. Because if a person has dedicated his life and body and everything to the service of the Lord, he can deliver his family more than such Vipra, thus Brahmin, who is simply proud of his qualification but has no devotional service. This is a statement of Prahlad Maharaj. And in Mahabharata, the 12 qualifications are described as follows. What is that? Dharmasya sattanta dhamas tapascha mahastarjang hi sisikha anusura jagyasya dhanan cha dhitishtutancha vratani vaidadasa brahmanas. One is Vipram. His 12 qualifications, that he must be very religious, he must be truthful, he must be controlling his mind, he must have austerities, he must be very intelligent, he must be tolerant, he must not be envious, and he must have performed various kinds of yajna sacrifice. He must have given in charity, in dhriti, and he is fixed up in his vow and sutanta, or has got sufficient knowledge in the Vedas, Vritani, and he has followed all kinds of vrita, just like we sometimes observe, regularly observe, because it is called vrita. Vrata means fasting with a vow. Janmashtami, just like we fast on the birthday of Lord Krishna, Lord Chaitanya. These are called vrata. So a Brahmin is supposed to follow. These are all Brahmin's qualities. The dadasa, Brahmans. Jadva, samodamos tapasauchan khanto adhyo dhiraktata Mauna Vijnana Santosa Satya Sika Dhisarva. Another department of 12 qualifications is that Sama. Sama means equilibrium of the mind. Dama. Dama means controlling the sense. Sapa, austerity. And Sochan, cleanliness. Sochan, Kanti, tolerance, Ajavan. Ajavan means simplicity. Virattata, renouncement. No more attachment for material things. Mauna, gravity. Vijnana, knowledge in perfection. Santosa. Santosa means very much satisfied in whatever condition, is not agitated. These are the qualifications. Santosha and Satta. Satya means truthful. Astika. Astika means to have staunch faith in the scriptural injunction. That is called astika. This Arjuna. Kadamra viprat arvinda navasya pada arvinda vimukha kadamra savajam na tasmin arvinda nade otita mano adaya jina tam. But what is the distinction? The so much qualified Brahmin is rejected because if he is found to be out of devotional service. And a person born in the lowest family who are dog eaters, he is accepted. Why? One, because he has dedicated his life and soul for Krishna. So, we should remember that in the western part of this world where we are pushing on this Krishna consciousness, we should not be dejected that because we are not born in high family or not so much trained in the Vedic knowledge, it doesn't matter. It's simply your life, your everything, life, body, three things especially, kaya, mana, bhava. Kaya means body, and mon means mind, and bhava means words. We accept that the Tridandi you have seen in my name, Tridandi. Three means three. Three, what is that three? What that three? The mind, the body and the words. So if we simply dedicate our mind, always thinking of Krishna, if we dedicate our body, the body shall work simply for Krishna and words, and we shall talk only for Krishna. If we take simply these three things as our life and soul, then you are perfect. Kayamanabhak. So, a person born in the family of dog eaters, he is accepted more qualified than the Brahmin, a person born in the Brahmin family, 12 kinds of other qualifications. But, the only qualification is that if he has dedicated his body, mind and words for Krishna, then he is a preferred. This is the recommendation of Prahlad Maharaj. And he is placing himself that I am born of a low caste, but because I have dedicated my mind, words and body for Krishna, therefore Lord Brahma has preferred me to pacify the Lord. So let me try to pacify. What is the qualification? This qualification, if we simply dedicate these three things, always thinking of Krishna, that is very nicely possible. If we chant and hear, then we must be thinking of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. This means my mind is engaged in Krishna. Similarly, if we walk for Krishna, our body is engaged. There are so many walks and preaching. These three things we do, then we are perfectly eligible for becoming one of the devotees of the Lord.
It is not very difficult.
Is it difficult? Trijandi sannyasi means everyone can become a Trijandi sannyasi if he dedicates these three things for Krishna service. Then he is Trijandi sannyasi. Of course, officially, Trijandi sannyasi, one has to take three rods joined together. That's a symbol. But actually the fact is that one has to dedicate these three things to Krishna. Then he becomes more than the Vipra, the Brahmin, the 12 qualifications. That is the subject matter of today's discussion. Want to ask any question? Somebody? Enchanter.
Thank you. Thank you. Govinda jaya jaya Gopala jaya jaya